Prayer for a New Focus by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things, and give me life in your ways. Psalm 119:37. I saw a sign the other day that said, "I saw it, I liked it, I bought it, now hide it." You know, it's often a joke among women that we hide our Amazon Prime packages or shopping bags from our husbands, like it's a secret behavior that all women do that's normal. But sister, this is so wrong, and quite frankly, it's a sin. How can we be in unity with our spouse if we're literally hiding something from them? How do we make jokes about that? We need to call it what it is and admit we have a problem. This behavior is materialistic and can often be rooted in covetousness, and it's not a joking matter to God. This saying, it isn't cute, and it should reveal to us the matter of our heart. It seems where our eyes wander, our heart follows, and can become fixated upon whatever has our gaze. We need to readjust our focus. If we're not able to overcome the temptation, we need the Lord's help, especially if we're continually tempted by material possessions and give in to hiding our addiction to more stuff. Do you wrestle with impulsively buying things you don't need? I do, big time. But I've been convicted of this sin, and I don't want to grieve God or my husband with this widely accepted behavior in our society. There's a verse in Psalms that's a cry to the Lord for helping turn our focus away from temporal things that don't matter. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Psalm 119:37. We find life in God's ways, not in the world's ways of accumulation of more material possessions. Our possessions should be a blessing to us and others, and not turn into idolatry, leading our hearts away from God and the things of God. Although we live here on earth as believers, we're citizens of heaven, and we should lift our gaze to heavenly things more than earthly things. In a culture that jokes about shopaholics hiding their problem of impulsive buying, let us be different by pointing others to Christ and His ways where true abundant life is found. Let's hold each other accountable, friends. The temptation's strong, but God can help us overcome. He always provides a way out. Let's ask the Lord to help us keep our eyes on Him and ask Him for the strength when temptation comes. May we also ask Him to turn our eyes to what's eternal and more precious than worthless material possessions where moth and rust eat at them. Let's pray. Father, my eyes have wandered onto obsessing over material possessions. When I scroll social media, I feel the pressure to own what others own, that they're often trying to market to me. I ask for your help to guard my heart from materialism and covetousness. I also repent for perhaps giving in to the temptation of hiding this struggle that seemingly feels too difficult to overcome. I know that you always provide a way of escaping every temptation. It's not a sin to be tempted, but it is a sin to act upon that temptation. I long to walk in your ways because I want to obey you, and I know your ways provide life abundantly. Thank you for your grace and mercy that's new every morning, that gives me a new focus on you and your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.